USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel. Start with Israel first, and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson said he called on President Biden to separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met with him this week. The Biden administration is proposing a combined $100 billion aid package that includes both Israel and Ukraine. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed in connection with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine.
He clearly had problems. He was involuntarily committed. He would have been a prohibited possessor.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday morning when stores opened for the first time since mass shootings in Lewiston Wednesday night resulted in 18 deaths. Tony Lewis, the owner of T&K Tactical in Augusta, said he did more business Thursday than he did all last month. Fans of Matthew Perry have been gathering outside the apartment building where Friends was filmed to leave flowers for the late actor. The Grove Street building in Lower Manhattan was used as the exterior for the famous TV location, and fans have been lighting candles outside the building since learning of Perry's death. The Emmy-nominated actor was found dead in his Los Angeles home. He was 54 years old. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Israeli military aircrafts attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip over Friday evening into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. A full-scale invasion of Gaza is still looming as Israel has unmasked hundreds of thousands of troops on the border with Gaza who await orders to begin. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressed surprise at encountering unaccompanied girls who had made the journey through Mexico alone.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
They spent the night alongside Border Patrol agents to observe the crossings. Agents conveyed to the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging towards a labor agreement, according to CNBC. Discussions persisted into the weekend. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. Additionally, Stellantis seems to be nearing terms, though the timing of the meeting between UAW and the automaker remains uncertain. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.